Welcome to the High Vibe Tribe podcast with me, your host, Dawn Owen. I'm a wife, a mom, and an entrepreneur, a speaker, a zero BS coach, and a lover of the high vibe life. I help business leaders like you create huge breakthroughs in their life and business so that you can achieve the freedom and impact you want and deserve. In this podcast, you will hear me talk all about mindset, money, and magic. The power trio that I know will get you where you want to go fast. This is the High Vibe Tribe podcast. Okay, so let's get it to it and start today's podcast. So today, we are not alone. I've invited my friend, my client, colour stylist extraordinaire, Jane Brooke, or as I know her, Jane fucking Brooke, actually. So I'll do the applause. I need one of those machines that has the sound effects on. Jane, for anyone that lives under a rock, or indeed maybe this is their first episode of the High Vibe Tribe, where the fuck have you been? Just give us a little intro to yourself.
Okay, so yeah, I am a colour analyst, stylist. I own the House of Colour franchise for Worcester. I have had such huge transformation in my business and my mindset over the last 12 months after working with you, Dawn Owen. But I am now just about to qualify as a mindset coach myself to build up another sort of part to my business. So all my clients would say that I am always around. I'm always there wherever they sit, wherever they go. I pop up and go, oh, you look great. So I'm always around. Yes, we are not alone. I am very much there.
Absolutely. And it's interesting, you know, you said there about your own journey and then, you know, you're about to qualify as a mindset coach yourself. And I know some people listening in might think, oh, well, that's it. She won't need Dawn anymore because she's going to be a mindset coach. Newsflash, hold the fucking front page. That's not how it goes. You know, I have got some friends who are not kind of around our kind of industries that think because I'm a coach, my life is, you know, all rainbows and butterflies. I'm like, hold up there. Yeah, it's I think they're right in one way, in that because I've got the toolkit, if you like, to deal with it. And I also think that when you are a coach or you are in the personal development world, sometimes it's even more difficult because it's almost like you've got that person on your shoulder going, oh, you know, you should know better. You should know better. You should be able to work this out. I know for me, I recognize things quicker because I've got these tools, but it certainly doesn't mean that, you know, shit doesn't happen in your life. So let's just dispel that myth right now.
You say any good coach needs a coach because indeed, you need to have that reflection. You are going to be staying in my life. I have a PT for exactly that reason. I know what I'm doing, but he pushes me, made me leg press 190 kg this morning. Woo! But yeah. So that was amazing. And also, as a stylist, I work with other stylists. I book a stylist to take me shopping just to get that fresh perspective on my look. I have clients who are stylists. So I think we always need that extra sort of different lens on what we're doing, because we can just go, oh, yeah, I'm all sorted. And then someone goes, yeah, but what about that? And you're like, oh, I completely missed that.
Yes, that is a great way to put it, a lens. I'm going to write that down, Jane. It is that different lens, because it's like, you know, I always think if you go to a restaurant, for instance, or any other business, but I'm talking particularly about a service-based business where you would go in, hairdressers, beauty, restaurant, that kind of thing, and you notice things like, oh, that thing's broken, or that light switch doesn't work or whatever, because you have that outside perspective, that different lens to look at, you know. And I have, well, two coaches of my own. I'm part of a mastermind as well. And I don't see a time when I wouldn't have that help. As I'm going to stagnate you know, yeah. So it's super, super important. So yeah, so that's a whole conversation in itself, but not what we're chatting about today. So what we're going to talk about today is, oh, this is where I need video look, it's the wobbly energy. I did a great little Michael McIntyre shimmy, not as good as Sarah Sarkis, though, I have
no
to say.
No one does it like Sarah Sarkis. No.
Shout out to the Sarkis. What do I mean by wobbly energy? What I mean by that is this kind of dance with change that we do and this back and forth. So let's use financial targets, because I know a lot of people that listen to this are in business for themselves, or it could be weight loss, because we both have health and fitness journeys that we're on. That's another big one, where you go 5 steps forward, 3 steps backward. So you don't go all the way back to where you started from, but there is this backward movement, and this is the wobbly energy. And, you know, it is a part of any transformation, unless, I think in a tiny percentage of cases, when you have some kind of, I don't want to say catastrophic event, but it can be a catastrophic event, like a life-changing event, you know, that happens. Or when you're in just one of those, like you just reach something, you're just like, it changes from now. But for the vast majority of people, it has to be an ongoing journey. And I think the background reason for that, and we'll come full circle to talk about this, is because at an identity level, you are not ready to hold that upgrade, sustain that upgrade of where you are. We'll come back to talk about that in a bit, but it's such a huge piece. I thought it was perhaps best explained by example, which is what the lovely Jane Brooke is here for. So let's give you all a bit of background first. So as Jane said, we've been working together for just over a year now. So we're into the second year, and there has been lots of changes for you in lots of different ways. So give us a little bit of background, where you were, what made you want to start working with a coach, and what the last 12 months has been like for you in terms of the changes that have occurred for you.
Okay, so I have worked with coaches before, and that's been great. And I came along to your very first High Vibe Live, and I can remember, and I've talked about this at length many times, and I felt like nothing on earth, but I sort of dragged myself there. And as I watched you speak, it's ironic that we've come round, but not almost as well. It makes total sense. The thing that I went away from there saying, because you went round the room saying, what are you taking away? And I was like, no more wobbly woo. Yes. Because that's what I've been doing. I've been dipping in a little bit and then shimmying back out, going, oh, that's a bit scary. I'll just stay here. I like it here. It's all fine. I can't do it. Resetting my goals so that they weren't big and scary goals. All of that kind of stuff. So I came away, had the call with you, and right, okay, let's do this. And it's been a ride, darn it.
Yes.
So much change in my mindset. I feel, you know, fundamental shifts actually in the way I approach my business, the way I approach my fitness. It's been actually for me up till now. And I think we are collapsing timelines, thinking about some of your other podcasts, which obviously I listen to like some kind of ad woman. I think I have had in my mind, quite a slow progression. I know you feel that I've changed hugely, but actually I have. But it feels like it's been quite a natural. I've allowed it to change. It's been quite an organic change. And now is the time that I've built all of those bedrocks. My foundations are secure. I've allowed things to change. I've shifted. I've got that. I've found my routines. I've found my flow. I've gone back to the gym. You know, I mentioned that earlier. I was already going, but again, I was dipping in. Now I have a structured routine. I have my trainer twice a week. Now we've added in that nutrition plan. Now I can really see the results building. But I needed that slow start. And it would have been really easy to fall off that slow start and go, yeah, it's not happening fast enough for me. I want instant change. But I just knew that we were going somewhere. I was getting through all of the layers of just crap, just stuff that has been put on me. You know, you should do this. You shouldn't do that. Good girls do this. Good girls keep quiet. Yeah, you need to adapt what you're doing. Even down to, it's such a, and I've seen this all over TikTok at the moment, these micro acts of micro feminism, even down to whenever I walk the dog, I'm the person that gets out of the way of the other person. I hold my path now. I don't take up the whole path, but I hold my path. I don't. So, and that feels like a real sort of metaphor for how my life has changed over the last year. So yeah, I feel like I'm in a totally different place, and I'm on the springboard. I'm ready. It's just the takeoff is happening now.
Yes.
But work has gone in.
So much there to kind of unpack, and I think it's important before we move on, just because I know a lot of people will be before that, in the before stage, in the during stage, in the Death Goo Valley, as I talked about last week. And I think one of the things that I want to say is news alert, news flash, spoiler, whatever you want to call it, this is an ongoing journey. So the Death Goo Valley thing will come along each time you want an upgrade or an up level or a transformation of some type. The difference is how long you spend in that Death Goo Valley and recognizing it. You know, you messaged me last week and said, oh, I think I'm just in a bit of goo. And we're going to come on to that to talk about kind of what's happened recently. But for anyone listening in, that is an ongoing thing. I would love to say, you know, it's all magic beans and you do this stuff once and then everything's sorted. The reality is that is not the case. Well, my reality and the reality that I have seen the most is that is not the case, because unless you then want to stay where you are, so where you are now is great, and you want to go somewhere else, and that's, you know, yeah. And that's absolutely fine. And I think that's the other thing, is that, you know, whatever you, listener, want for yourself is great. You just want to get to a level and maintain that level. That's still going to take work, by the way, because your brain is, well, you actually said, Jane, at the beginning about, you know, dipping a toe in, and you'd start and then it'd be like, oh, it's scary. And that's the thing. That's what the brain is programmed for. It's programmed to keep you safe. And it will also default to the kind of path of least resistance. I often describe it as if your brain is like a dense forest and you've got those paths. Anyone's a dog walker will know there's always the path well trod, if you like. And those are your neural pathways that are your patterns. And you're trying to cut a new path through the forest. And at any sign of resistance, your brain will want you to go back to that old path because it's easy and it's simple. And in your brain's primitive way, it thinks you're not going to die if you stay on the trod path, you know. So there is that scariness. And then what we do is we do change the goal. And you mentioned that again there, you know, be like, oh, I'm going to get 20 people in my program. I'm going to sign up 20 new clients. I'm going to lose a stone. And then we're like, actually, 5 pounds is good enough. My jeans do up. I feel a whole lot better. Let's fuck it all off and eat the cake.
So many times that no more. As you're talking, it's really reminding me of it. And I often refer to myself as a bit of a wardrobe PT. And that is about, this is where the coaching comes in, because we go so far ourselves. Today, there's no way I'd have lifted the weights that I was lifting if I'd been there on my own. Probably wouldn't even have got to the gym had I not got a session booked.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. He's like, no, you can do it. And I go, oh, I can't. And then you do it. And I think having the coach to work with, having you to work with, certainly, because there's no escape, people, is actually, but that's so good for me. That's what I need. And it does move you forward. And it, people with their colour and style, that doesn't change, but we get stagnated. And we need that. We need that, again, going back to that phrase earlier, we need that different lens to go, oh, come on, let's just up level. It's time. We need to recalibrate. This is all just, we're doing this. We're not getting anywhere. We're maintaining. Actually, we're actually falling backwards by not driving ourselves forwards.
Yeah, 100%. And it just reminded me when you were saying that about the wheel of life, I think, is the most common term for it. Most of you listening will have seen something like this, where you evaluate certain sectors of your life, normally out of 10, and then you can see, you know, which are the areas that are kind of, you might want to work on first, because, you know, they'll have the lowest score. And I always talk about, you know, it's 0 to 10. And I always say, I don't ever expect and don't want to get to a 10, because let's say health and fitness wise, where I want to get to today, I'm maybe on a 6 out of 10. The day I get to be that 10, I will recalibrate. I will set a new goal, and I could well go back to 6, 7, 8 or lower. You know, if I set a goal and say, actually, I'm going to take up pro bodybuilding, then I'm going to probably be at a 2 out of 10 of where I want to get to. And it's that recalibration, that new lens, you know, and then I would go and get myself a coach who was, you know, focused on bodybuilding, knew what they were doing with bodybuilding and that kind of thing. So I think it's really important to say in my personal world is that a 10 won't come around, because then I'm just going to recalibrate for something else.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to look at it, because we're always evolving. So we need to keep moving forward. So if we go, oh, I'm done, then where have we got to go? So
And that's when the boredom sets in. And I think particularly for women as well, you know, I deal mostly with women over 40. I do have some clients under, but mostly over 40. And a lot of them, when they first come, will say, you know, they use the word like stuck in a rut, or I've just, you know, let myself go, or I just don't know who I am anymore. And that's because what once was exciting and was the thing is not the thing anymore. And it's like, how do we work through that and find out what the thing is now? So, yeah. Lots and lots. Could have a whole episode just on that.
I hear all those phrases as well in my
career. Yeah, of course, because it's very similar, like the health and fitness and, you know, getting a PT and all of that, that kind of thing. So it is an ongoing journey, I think, is what I'm wanting to say. Now, you also talked about small changes that you would see, and I suppose how I would compare that is small change to like a quantum leap, if you like. So occasionally, again, that can happen, and quite often I think better to have those small incremental changes that you can kind of acclimatize to and get used to. Sometimes a quantum change feels like, oh my god, I've just tried on Jane Brooks clothes and they feel like so wrong, you know. So I think, although, and what I would say that is, it's that collapsing of timelines that you talked about there. And the collapsing of timelines, what Jane's referring to there, I talk extensively about this in the podcast on scarcity versus abundance, I think, which is, I want to say in January, maybe, but I'll link it in the show notes anyway. And what I talk about there is, how can you collapse the timeline to the future you, your future self, and bring that into now? And there are some really simple things that you can do is, you know, how does that person walk? How do they talk? How do they dress? How do they turn up? I think we often get stuck thinking it's something else. And I just wrote a social media post on this for later in the week about, we convince ourselves that it's something big that needs to happen. And because we do that, I think it makes it easier to put off. I digress. Let's bring it back. So Jane's made all this great change, whether it was quantum or small or fast or whatever it was, but she's made all this great change and made huge leaps in the last 12 months. So this is a bit like the last February, as in February 2023, you would look at the you today and go, that's a 10.
Yeah,
that's a 10 compared to where you were then. And you don't want to stay at the 10. And we've recognised this. And in reality, this is an ongoing thing. But let's just say, you woke up last week and went, oh, I realise I'm a 10. I'm a 10. Anyone who doesn't watch Friends, first of all, who are you? Second of all, that is a Friends reference. I'm a 10. I'm an 8. I'm an 8. And I'm a 10. So now I want to recalibrate and against where I am. Let's just see where the future you that you've got in your head at the minute. How would you have said, got to be last week now, because we know what's coming up in this podcast. Where would you have rated yourself on that out of 10?
So saying the future me is the 10.
Yeah.
I was right in the goo last week. So that valley, and I recognized it. That was one of the things I'd like to say from working with you. I recognized it. I woke up one morning last week and thought, I don't feel great. And it wasn't a physical thing. It was all heavy. I just was not feeling myself. The energy had gone. Everything was very hard. So it was like wading through the goo just to do anything. All I wanted to do was sit and scroll TikTok. I was like, no, that's not happening, because I had work to do. So I would say that I was probably going back down to the 5 or the 6. In my world, 7 doesn't exist as a score because it's a cop-out score. So down on the 5 or the 6 there.
Yeah, I'd probably agree with you. And great timing, because we just happened to have our session booked for the middle of last week. So it was great. And I think here's the thing, because what we're going to talk about in a minute, this is a quantum leap. this is a real collapse of a timeline. So Jane came on last week and we've been, you know, working towards some targets, and she was saying how she was feeling, which, by the way, I'm going to ball up into resistance.
Yes. Yeah.
So if ever, for the listeners now, if you're feeling just not quite yourself, you want to get back in bed and put the quilt over your head. Everything feels heavy, like Jane said. You'll feel heavy inside. I use the phrase wading through treacle. It'll be like, I'm doing the same things. I'm doing them in the same order. And what normally would take me, let's say, half an hour, it seems to be taking me 3 hours. And that might not actually be the reality. It's just how it feels. It feels heavy, you're weighed down. That is resistance in your body 9 times out of 10, unless you've got, you know, COVID coming or something. But I'm not, like Jane said, we're not talking about a physical illness. We're just talking about, why do I feel like this? And I think a lot of people do experience those feelings. And I think that in itself could be huge for some people that are listening, of like, oh, okay, I'm in resistance. Then, you know, it's grab your pen and get journaling. What am I resisting right now? And then that's where your radical honesty with yourself comes in to kind of realize what it is. So I think it's fair to say that around certain goals, you've definitely been doing the dance, the wobbly energy of the, yeah,
I've been there, I've been back.
Cha-cha-charing. I've been there and then I'm not, and then I'm there and I'm not. And, you know, Jane, one of Jane's favorite phrases is getting her ducks in a row. We don't like the ducks in this world. We say fuck the ducks. That's what we say. Fuck the ducks. Let's get some t-shirts with fuck the ducks. We don't have to wait until they're in a row. And this is another thing, whatever your version of that phrase is, it's another thing that we convince ourselves that we need to have XYZ before ABC can happen. And so that dance has been going on. And I think it's also probably fair to say that I was feeling particularly feisty on our call last week. So Jane just got it, basically. Anyway, what we did was we looked at what the things were, and this is when we talked about identity. So I'm just going to talk about it a little bit, and then I'm going to let Jane explain what happened over this weekend, and then we'll kind of round it up with how that actually works in real life. And what I said to Jane is, you are not embracing the identity of this person. Let's call her future Jane. You know, all of the things that you say you want to do, but you're not doing them. And that's because the identity piece isn't there. So they're still like, I want to be that person, but I'm not. And so what we did was we kind of, I think serendipity is the word, fortuitous. I love that word. Fortuitous that Jane just so happened to have a weekend coming up where she could clear some space for herself. And that's what you did. Talk us through now, because I think it was Thursday when we spoke. What happened kind of after that call up to and including the weekend? Pin your ears back, Pete. This is gold.
So slightly before that call, on Wednesday, your podcast comes out. So as I was walking the dog, I got to the goo section and I stopped the podcast because my brain needed to just process that. And that was when I was like, ah, I'm in the goo. This is what it is. So then obviously I just carried on walking the dog and let that go. And then we had our session, and you know, we had the session the next day, and yeah, you came for me both barrels, and everything just slotted into place. And it, you know, like you say, serendipity, whatever, everything, all the messages were there. Listen to this is coming in, this is coming in. And I had that space in my diary. And so I was able to, from 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon, just put everything work aside and concentrate on working through this. I knew that I was definitely resisting the upgrade. I was waiting. So my birthday is in July and the upgrade was in my mind and it was all going to happen magically. I was going to go to bed on the 15th of July, wake up on the 16th, and it was all going to be done. And it suddenly just dropped into my mind, that isn't actually going to happen. I have.
Really? Is that not how it is? Oh, okay.
I suddenly wasn't going to be that person. The work needed to go in, but I also needed to believe that, you know, I'm speaking for myself, I've set these goals so many times that I'm going to do this by my birthday and then left it till a week before, and it's not going to happen. So I just moved the goalposts all the time. And it just felt that I need to be that person. So I listened to your scarcity and abundance podcast. You sent me away with homework to do. So I listened to that over a bottle of wine, which was quite an interesting choice for me because I haven't been drinking all year. But it was like, right, okay, I sort of need to cheers off old Jane because future Jane is coming in to take over now. So we did discuss about the film Split. I really felt like those personalities.
Miss Patricia
was kicking everybody out. Here I am. And so I sat, I listened, I journaled and journaled. I interviewed future Jane. I looked at how she stood. And like, again, like we were saying, those messages came in from a different angle because we've been taking photos of me every week at the gym. And when I looked at those objectively, my posture has changed. I have shifted into the posture of future Jane, but I hadn't accepted it into my mind. I was resisting it all of the time. So sitting and journaling and going through the process allowed me to go, actually, I'm doing this stuff. I just need to do that extra little bit and bring her forwards from July into now and ask myself every day, is this what future Jane does? Is this how she behaves? She's behaving in the health and fitness field as she does at that point, because I think that was the turning point in the conversation. I said, because I've always, since we've been working together, I've been working on the health and fitness and I've been working on the business. And I said, health and fitness is done. I know that's done. And that was what you said. You know that's done, but you don't know the business is done. So I worked on knowing I've hit my financial goals. And I know I have. So then I worked back. What do I do to hit those goals faster? How do I make that happen? How do I collapse that timeline from July to now? How does she behave? And I really like her. She's really cool. She does stuff. She doesn't procrastinate around. She's not faffing. She's very clear on her time. That's still not quite integrated yet.
And that's fine.
Yeah. But she respects her diary. So if something's in her diary, she does it. She doesn't go, well, I'll just move that because I've got a bit more time there, or I can go and watch a bit of telly here or something. It's very organised. I went in and I put things in. I've worked on my morning routine. And of course, again, not of course, but this has actually coincided with us all doing the Deepak Chopra challenge as well. Mm-hmm. And the meditations have been falling in. I'm a couple of days behind and the meditations are falling right in as they need to be. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's great. So today's is about letting go of the outcome. It's about I was like, wow, that was what I needed to hear today. So I think one of the big things for me is I've allowed my mind to open to those possibilities. That timeline can be collapsed much quicker. My mindset has shifted and that just slide has stopped.
Yeah, I love all of that. And it is, if I could sum it up, and I'm going to dig into it all, but it's that knowing. Yeah. It's that it's done. Mm. And, you know, we're not on video yet. I always say that. Yes. But it's like I've got Jane in front of me and I can see that they are not just words. It's like there's just a different vibe. I can feel it. It's just like it's not even a big declaration because it's just it's done. It's almost like, oh, that's done now. I'm on to the next thing kind of thing. And that knowing in your body and what you said there about, you know, she does this. So it's not quite integrated, but that's fine because you're so far along it, you know, and that is a true collapse of a timeline. I said to Jane before we came on that kind of end piece, the embodiment, if you like, embodiment takes practice, which is what you're doing now, until one day and you won't even notice. It'll probably be either I reflect it to you or somebody else will, that you'll suddenly start saying, I, I'm Jane, I do this, you know, I've got this dog, I've got two girls. It'll just be part of you. But that's okay, because in the meantime, we can use that as the barometer to get things done. You know, what would she do? And then the daily reflection backwards is, did I act like that person today? Did I act from the place of knowing that this is done? Did I think from that place? Did I behave from that place? Did I interact from that place? Did I write my social media from that place? And if any of the answers are no, then it's, you know, it's easy to tweak for the next day. And I wrote loads and loads of things down. I think a big part of this is where the rituals and habits really come in. And whether that's, you know, morning routine, but that's not what I'm really talking about. It is that kind of what I just said, that kind of checking back in the day. Did I act like that? Because it's easy to have these things once, have the thought once or twice. What we're looking for is the thought to happen every day until it becomes the belief, until it is just a part of you, like, you know, animal print. It's like... There is no animal print without Jane Brooke. And that kind of knowing inside that it's done. And you've said a couple of times here about re-listening to the podcast. And yet we're referring to podcasts that I've done here, but this could be anything. You know, I've just done yesterday 4 hours in the car down to North Wales. And I listened to the same three podcasts over and over and over again. Not of mine. Not going, oh my God, I'm fucking great. Although, you know, that would be fine too. But I listened to the same three podcasts because I really wanted something to drop in for me. And so, you know, I don't know, it's probably 3 20-ish minute podcasts. So I listened to them 3 or 4 times on the way down. Because pro tip, I listen to podcasts at 1.2 or 1.5 at least, depending on how fast the person talks. Because, you know, ain't nobody got time to listen to stuff in real time. But I'm going to link in the show notes. The three that I think go really together would be the scarcity and abundance one, the Death Goo Valley one, and then this one. And I would encourage you all to go and listen if you are in the market for a transformation, some kind of change in your life, or you recognize that you might be in the goo. Go listen to those three, because I think, you know, this is a great standalone episode and will make so much more sense if you back it up with those as well and listen to them again and again. And, you know, whatever it is that speaks to you, do it over and over, because I think quite often we listen to something, read something, consume a piece of content once and think that's it. It would be great if it was. And I just don't think it works like that most of the time. So it's that repetition. And that's what I'm saying about the rituals, the habits. It's like, you know, I listen to this, I do that, I remind myself, I give myself the remembering of this is who I am now. This is just how it is. And just that beautiful feeling inside of, like, I think if I had to describe how it's even in your skin, and you've got great skin anyway, but it's just your whole physiology today is just like, this is kind of, like I said, almost like this is done. I, like, you know, what's the next thing that I'm going to be going for after that?
You've nailed it. It is. It's done. I don't need to go, oh, I'm doing this. It's done. In my head, it is done. I was out for coffee with friends yesterday and I was like, yeah, I've got 100K business. And in my mind, that was done. So they then questioned me and like, wow, how did that happen? Oh, it's happening.
But
in my head, it has.
Yes.
So it is. It feels like it's done. So where I've written down here, Wheel of Life, and I've put 6 to 10. So it's like, okay, I'm already thinking now, where do I go from that?
Yes.
What's the next one? Because this is done. So I'm taking a bit of time to savor that it's done and then to actually sort of tick the boxes. But the reviewing, that review is such an important part of it. And also, I completely agree. I've listened to those two podcasts so many times and I've got notes in different places, and there's different bits that hit me every time I listen to them, and I'm like, ah, that's the bit I need now, so I'll take that and I'll work on it. And it is constant work. This has been a lot of digging down and going, oh well, that doesn't serve me, why am I holding on to that's the way I've always done that, why am I holding that doesn't work for me. So really questioning everything. And I've put time into my diary to review my days and go, am I standing in my power and doing the things that I need to be doing?
Yeah. And just something I wanted to pick up on there. Well, two things actually about, you know, the 6 to 10 and what happens next. And actually, we can maybe do a follow up to this all around the good, better, best. Because again, you know, if we don't have that goal beyond the goal, then our brain will keep us. You will most likely hit your goal almost smack on or just under it, because brain's going to be going, don't go over it, because we don't know what the fuck happens then. But the big thing that I wanted to dig into is when people said, oh, how is that happening? So the how piece is always second. We do the, you know, this is what I want and this is happening, and we become present with that first before the how. Now, you know, people who aren't in our world will be like, oh, the how. And that's the strategy piece. And I think this is the bit that I talk about, where it's, you know, it is 80% mindset. It is in my world anyway. And then the 20% is the strategy. But here's the thing, anything that you do now is like, well, this must be the thing to do. This must be the how, because I do it.
Yeah.
So if I know it's done in July, then everything I'm doing now must be the things. Whether yeah. they, whether someone says yes to your offer, let's just say that, you know, because newsflash people, if you want to make more money, you're going to have to make the offer more times. I know. I mean, yes. But whether people are saying yes or no, making the offer to that person must be the right thing, because you do this. So this must have been what happened along the way.
Yeah,
you know, so you can relax.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, I think it's that relax. And actually, that's what I would say. You look relaxed. It's not, this is not push energy. It's not like, I've got to do this. I've got to do this. So I've got to do this. And I've got to do this, because that's how I do this. It's like, well, it's done. So everything I do must be the, you know, must be the right thing. So if you are someone who, you might recognize you're in the goo, right? And I say, go back and listen to last week's episode for this. If you don't, and you're thinking, is this me? Just have a look at what you're doing at the moment, or have a think about a goal that you've set for yourself, and think about, you know, are you acting in alignment with that goal? And if you're not making as many offers as you need to be, then you, this is where you are. If you are not going to the gym as many times as you want to, then this is where you are. If you are choosing the dairy milk over the, I don't know, healthier choice, yeah, the protein shake, then this is for you. And you can make a quantum leap in a weekend like Jane has done this time, or you can make those small changes daily. Either is fine, and a mix of the two maybe is for you. It depends, you know, what you want on your journey. And sometimes we have to start on the journey to understand that there's, you know, there's other ways. And now we can do a mix. We can do those tiny incremental changes each day, and then we can throw in a quantum transformation every now and again. I mean, we wouldn't want to do that all the time, so that would be exhausting also.
It would. I'm not sure I could cope with that. I think I just wanted to go back to that identity piece. That is what's so important in this. And it's such a big thing. My identity for years has been the single mom, just getting by, just chugging along on the bottom. I always just get through. At the last minute, it just comes in and I'm there. That's gone now.
Yeah.
Because that's not how my identity is now. My identity has totally shifted after that weekend's work. So
yeah. And that's exactly it. You know, if something like Jane has said that no longer feels in alignment, because that is not the identity that she holds. So, you know, if you're, I often talk about money tracking, if you're a person who started money tracking, stop, then you are still attached to the identity of a person who doesn't track their money. You know, if you're, like Jane said, oh, we've got just enough, then you are a person who has the identity of just enough is okay. You know, if you want to find a new partner, but, you know, you, I don't know, think all men are bastards or something like that, then that's the identity that you have. So those are the pieces to dig into. This is big work. Okay, it is big work. And you can do it alone. You can get a coach on board. You can find an accountability buddy. There are lots of ways to do it. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of the, not power, I've lost menopausal black hole in my brain, of the potential, that's it, that you have. You know, if you were at that last High Vibe Live in November, I talked about ability versus capacity. And quite often we look at our ability because we look at what we have done or what somebody else has done instead of capacity. You know, what capacity have I got? What is truly possible for me? And this is what this work is. So I'm going to round up, but first I'll just come back to you, Jane. Anything else that you want to add in?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm just going to say that it made it easier for me to do the work, obviously, because I've got you and we were able to talk that through. But because I'd already adopted that identity of somebody who works out, who goes to the gym, I'd already got that. So I've got the sort of the proof in my mind that my identity can shift. Yes. And I think now I know that, then my identity can dance all over the place, can't it? It can keep moving forward. There's no limit.
Absolutely.
So it's exciting.
And I think this is what people forget, is that your identity can change. And I've just had a flashback, and it would be, I don't know, within the first couple of months of us working together. And you said, because I've got a scattergun brain, I don't know if you can remember that, but it's like, and actually never has that been mentioned again, because actually you ditch the identity of someone who is a scattergun brain. It's the stories that we tell ourselves. So, you know, I feel like we could literally carry on talking about this for hours, because it is a really great topic. And, you know, maybe we will do a follow up on certainly the, you know, what comes after and the good, better, best. But in the meantime, thanks for listening in today. Thank you for coming and sharing so openly, Jane, as well. I know that is going to be like really powerful for some people that are listening in. If you want to have your own transformation, then I suggest that you carve out some time for yourself to do this. You can't do this while you're, you know, pulling three kids and a trolley around Waitrose. It's just not. Other supermarkets are. I don't know why I said Waitrose. I never even go in Waitrose. I go in Lidl, you know. And occasionally Marks and Spencers. I just go wherever I'm closest to, if that's the truth. That might be Tesco, or I really don't like Morrison's, I've got to say. I feel like, don't come for me, but I feel like Morrison's is the, it always smells of sweaty kids in Morrison's.
I can't remember the last time I went to the Morrison's.
I really don't like it. It smells like, you know, I don't know if the Wacky Warehouse is still a thing, but you know, when you go in there and it stinks of kids' feet, that's kind of the Morrison's vibe that I get. So if you're shopping Morrison's, I apologise and just don't bother coming for me. I really don't care. But if you would like some help, then yeah, get in touch. We've got lots of ways we can help you. You know, we've got the free Facebook community you could come into at the very least. And we've got all sorts of things happening. A High Vibe Live, you'd have to be super quick. There are 3 tickets left at the time of the call. We've got retreat coming up in September, which Jane's already in for, because she's always all in for everything. And yeah, lots of other ways. We've got group, we've got free trials for group at the moment, so you can come and have 90 minutes of me for free. I mean, come on, people, what's not to like? Oh, if you could see Jane's face now, you would not be stopping it up. Anyway, thank you all. Yeah, dive in. Thank you all for listening, and you know what to do. Listen in next week for a new episode. And in the meantime, keep those vibes high.
Thank you for listening to the High Vibe Tribe podcast with me, Dawn Owen. I'd love to know what your number one takeaway was from this episode. Feel free to screenshot the episode and tag me in on social media. And if you know someone who would enjoy it too, then don't keep it to yourself. Share the vibes. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you get notified as soon as the next episode drops. If you're not already a part of the High Vibe Tribe community over on Facebook, then come and join us there. The link is in the show notes. And I'll see you on the next episode. In the meantime, keep those vibes high.